What's good, everybody? Robinie here checking in for Pillow Talk Podcast. Y'all already know the top podcast in Chicago for 2023. And today, I pulled up, okay, on the one and only Hood Florist. How you doing today?
I'm doing lovely. How about you?
I'm doing good. I'm happy to be here. This is a vibe.
Thank you.
Whole vibe that you got going on.
I got to shout out my sister for that. My little sister, Modi. Modi G, let me get it right for yes. Modi G made this. She made this possible right here.
Beautiful, beautiful. This is super dope, super dope. So we up here on the top part right now, but your shop is downstairs.
Correct.
You know, because you need more space because you're putting them orders out.
Yeah.
You cranking them out.
Cranking them out.
I love
getting
it.
Getting them out.
Okay. Getting that money.
Only flower shop open 24 hours down there. If I ain't sleep, you could get some.
24 hours. So you taking orders at 3 a.m. for flowers?
Bro. You want to make your girl feel special in a moment's notice? Call the Hood Florist.
Okay, look. call them. No, but I love that. So I'm happy to be here today. You know, I've been seeing you doing your thing and just putting out these orders and you giving flowers to people and you just really changing up the whole florist game right now. You really just putting a whole spin on it. So I got to know, first off, how did you get into, you know, flowers and doing that?
Man, it honestly came from family. Like, my family owned 5 prominent black-owned shops across the city of Chicago and south suburbs. It's been around me since I was yay high, you know what I'm saying? Like, I started working for my uncle, like during the holidays, to make some extra cash. I'll work for him, do deliveries, work on the inside, clean the buckets, do all the bullshit work. Then I end up working for his son for 5 years. Really learning the ins and outs of the business and shit. For a long time, I thought I hated flowers though. Like,
why?
Like, after, cause I just wanted to walk away from flowers. I ain't want nothing to do with flowers after a while. And I took like 2 years off from doing flowers and shit. Like, it was crazy. I did some of everything in them 2 years trying to figure out
what was
my call and what was my passion.
What was some of the crazy stuff you was doing in them 2 years? What were you doing?
Shit. Trap ain't never stopped busting.
Okay, look. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Motherfucking Uber, Lyft, fucking... I'm going out of town doing different shit, just trying to figure out, like, what... just trying all new avenues of shit, just trying to figure out what was for me.
Okay.
And then the flowers, these hoes start calling my name.
Calling you.
Calling my name. Daddy, come back. Don't nobody sauce it like you do. Come back.
Okay, talk your shit then.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Wow. And then you came back and...
started the Hood Florist. Now we here. Built my name and brand from nothing.
That's inspirational though. That is. I want you to tell me about how you got the hood name Florist. Like the Hood Florist. How did that come into play?
Man, I was working for my cousin, making arrangements and shit, and older cat, he walk in there getting that. Man, can I talk to the florist? I want to give compliments to the florist. This arrangement is beautiful. And I stepped from behind the wall, because in a traditional flower shop, you can't really see the florist. Right. Like, you don't know who's back there whipping it up. Most of the shit be pre-made before you get a chance to even lay eyes on the motherfucker.
Right.
And, I stepped from behind the wall and that motherfucker said, "You ain't make these goddamn flowers." I'm like, "I guess I did." He like, "Nah, you didn't make these damn flowers." He like, "Man, only black florists I know, black male florists I know is gay, and you damn sure ain't gay. What your pistol toting ass doing in here?" And shit, from that day forward, I coined myself the Hood Florist. I'm in that bitch with my hat broke off to the right.
Game, okay, cock hard. No, that's dope though. I think that's funny, but it's also just showing like you never know what people are about. You can't just judge
a book by its cover.
Yeah.
That's always been my thing. Like, my old man used to tell me all the time, like, man, son, get a haircut, keep your hair cut. And sometimes, nigga just be in grind mode. Ain't got time to stop and sit down for 2 hours to get no fucking haircut. There's a lot of beard I got. This shit take time. Sometimes I ain't got the time for that. Mm-hmm. And I always play devil's advocate with it because people look at me and be like, this roughneck ass nigga. And then they hear me talk and they be like, oh, he kind of smart. Mm. So I always use that as like a catapult to push me further because motherfuckers never believed I could make it this far. Mm. Never believed because they judge me off the image they see.
No, that's deep. That's definitely deep. And I feel like you playing into that with the hood floors, and for you to be able to have the knowledge about flowers, that's kind of taboo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That ain't something a lot of hood niggas know anything about.
At all.
So how do you use that to kind of like, you know, build your brand? How did you use that angle to build your brand?
Man, honestly, like, it started, I did I launched a promo campaign called Baddies and Bouquets. And I had some badass women. Like, I created flowers that was just for them. It was like tailored to them. So I like to call it my Picasso, my floral Picasso of a bad female. You know what I'm saying? And I started doing that. And it just drove traction my way. Mm. And as I started getting more creative, like, I took the flowers outside. I had a bouquet this tall in the middle of the street. Got motherfuckers doing donuts around it while I'm hanging out the window.
Mm.
Like.
Okay, turn the fuck up then with the promo. Turn the fuck up then with the promo.
Like, literally, just
damn.
Did. I started, like. And what made me do that, a motherfucker bit my baddie and bouquet shit. Mm. And it never did nothing like my shit did because it didn't have that sex appeal to it that I had. Mm-hmm. That's why I am the hood florist. I ain't got to hide behind shit. Mm. I tell people all the time, I'm not a traditional florist. I'm a personal florist. Mm. And I can do what the fuck I want to do. Mm. I ain't got to hide behind no page or none of that shit. You gonna get this real nigga wherever I'm at.
Okay.
Either you gonna fuck with me or you ain't.
Okay. Shit, we gonna drink to that. Her.
You feel me?
We gonna drink to that. Real niggas.
Oh, oh, shout out John Bays. Yes. Black on tequila. Oh, nigga from Chicago. Go ahead, sponsor me. I keep pubbing your shit. I went to 75th today. They were sold out. Because I'm telling everybody that's where they're going to get it. But yeah.
No, and it's good. Now, y'all, he got me drinking tequila. Y'all know I don't really be doing the tequila. But it's fire. He done made a little drink. I might have to go ahead and fuck with the John Basil too, damn it. But it's really good. It's really good. Definitely. But no, I love that. You're a personal florist. I like how you said that. You do what the fuck you want to do.
Yeah.
For sure. I love that. So getting into your business, how do you put together these bouquets? You said you made personalized bouquets for the women. How do you do that?
Like, that woman be my muse. I look at her. Mm. Whether, like, you know how they be having in art class, the person just stand there and you look at them and you draw them. Well, I do the same shit with flowers. I look at a pretty ass woman and I design something tailored to that.
That's so, he said the muse. The muse.
Yeah, gotta have you a badass muse. If you don't, you're gonna lose.
Come on with the rhymes. Let me find out you be rapping to me.
I do.
Oh. I'm gonna have to listen to some of the music now. Hold on now. But no, I love that. That's fire though. Oh, you finna pull some out?
I could.
Okay, we're gonna run it back after the interview. We're gonna run it back after the interview for sure. So when you're picking out the flowers for the muse, like, do you need to know, like, what's in season or, like, what looks together, colors? Like, you just, how do you decide that?
I look at her.
Okay.
She gonna tell me everything I need to know about how I'm gonna dress this arrangement.
Okay.
I look at it, I tell people all the time, designing a bouquet is like putting that cold ass outfit on before you go outside. So, you know you got your main dress, you know you're gonna have some shoes, you know you're gonna have to have some accessories, some jewelry or some shit, you know what I'm saying, just to pull it all together. Thanks. It's the same thing with the flowers, you know what I'm saying, like roses, lily, orchids, shit like that. That's your main dress. That's the dress attire. That's the main course right there. And then you got like these right here. They call carnations. Everybody think this is a funeral flower. This is not a funeral flower. If you could see this, this motherfucker got outline in a pink while the rose is white. While the carnation is white. This ain't for no funeral. And it has an amazing fucking smell. Stop calling this a funeral. Funeral flower disrespecting it. You better appreciate this little motherfucker. I tell you.
Damn. We in class.
But that's like an accessory. You know what I'm saying? You put that on. You put that on just to spice it up a little bit. Put a little hint of art to it. Like, as you can see, that's one of my go-tos. The ones with the trimming on it. Like, I love them.
Okay.
They give a real artsy look. These are called cushions or buttons. They are part of the chrysanthemum family, if I'm being honest. But they got a great smell to them too.
Oh, they do smell good. They smell real fresh.
Yeah.
It's light too.
It's light, but it got a real nice smell. And then this is my favorite little baby, Sally D.
Okay.
Now this called Saladago. She don't really do much. She kind of look like a weed. Matter of fact, you might see this growing behind your granny house.
It do look familiar.
Like this can definitely grow in your alley. But this right here, like, it got a nice light fragrance.
Definitely.
But this right here, this just to look pretty and fill up some of them holes that you might see. It got a little bounce to it. Turn on some trap music. This bitch might dance.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I tell everybody that get a hood florist bouquet, my flowers like trap music, R&B, and if you put on something to twerk to, shake a little ass, it might shake some back with you.
It might do a little something. Yeah, no, I love that. You done gave us a little lesson right now. You done broke it down for us, because we don't know. We don't know. You just gave us a whole lesson about the funeral flowers.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned something, too, about black flower not being a funeral flower.
Oh, yeah. Everybody associate black roses with death. Black roses do not mean death. If you look up black, first off, we identify as black. So it can't mean death. Because I ain't walking or talking death. I'm
right,
walking and talking life. You feel me? So I'm changing the narrative on this. This don't mean death by any means. Black is beautiful in all forms. Black is merely the absence of light. We come from the darkness. Embrace that shit. Stop saying these funeral flowers.
Dropping bars. We getting real prophecy world right now. We getting the real prophecy world right now. I love how you just said that, though, because you're right. We ain't no walking death. We ain't walking around speaking, talking, living death.
Exactly. We walking around speaking and living life.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones who are walking and talking, speaking death, they don't look like us. But that's another topic for another day.
I'm going to sip on that. Ain't her dropping gems. Let me find out the hood florist is a prophet whole time.
Man, I've been hearing that my whole life. And I could believe it because my father's side of the family, everybody preachers and pastors and deacons. Me and my pops, we like the black sheep. We the hood niggas in the family. Everybody else super go to church. But don't get me wrong. I believe in God. Yeah. I put my faith in God. My trust in God. He how I got this far. He got me out of a lot of situations that I wasn't supposed to make it out of. I done seen people's faces and knew they was going to betray me before I ever met them in my life. And then I met them. And they never got the opportunity to betray me because I seen it already.
Okay, shit. Gotta beware them enemies.
Got
to beware them enemies.
Sometimes God will put you amongst the enemies to hide you. From the real enemy. A lot of people don't know that. Some of my closest friends started out as my enemies.
Wow. And then y'all became friends?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I don't know. That's scary.
Nah, not when, because majority of the time, you got a nigga enemy because either y'all from the wrong side or y'all just don't like each other. Nigga might have took one of your bitches or something. Mm-hmm. And now you don't like that nigga. Mm. But you got to be mature enough and man enough to understand that your side, his side, don't none of that shit really matter, man. Y'all don't own, we don't own none of these blocks. Them people do.
Facts.
Now, I seen a video the other day of the Ku Klux Klan saying, shit, we ain't got to kill them motherfuckers no more. They do it. They going to do it themselves. You see them? You see them down there, Bobby?
You're not wrong, though. We fighting the wrong type of shit. I definitely agree with that.
Definitely fighting the wrong fights. Man, I put this, shout out to Crib. Put this jersey on every time I pop out because it represent home for me. And my homie who made this shit, super dope individual, motherfucking real raw. When he brought the idea to me, I was like, man, I'm with that shit. Mm-hmm. But for me, this is like my cape. It got my shit, got hood floors on the back, got my block I'm from. And but when I put this motherfucker on, I just speak the truth and the light. I speak the truth and the light all the time. But this like my, I feel like a superhero wearing this bitch.
I love that. I love that. Putting that cape on. Indestructible. No, I love that though. I love that. I love how you see the bigger picture and support. You seem like you've been through some things in your life and you kind of realized a lot of shit now in the place that you're at.
Man, I seen a lot. First murder I seen was 2 feet in front of me. I was only 13. Like, that shit changed my life. I saw one of my big homies get killed. You know what I'm saying? Right in front of me. That shit kind of changed my life. I had a lot of shit in between 13, 16, and 21 to like kind of push me and guide me into different directions to see different shit amongst the world to mold me into who I end up becoming. I'm just thankful for God and my angels walking with me on this journey. What made me start this shit, like, and dive head first into it, hit the ground running. Motherfuckers almost killed me in 2020. Funny story, like, they always used to crack jokes about motherfuckers sagging, what they been and having to run. I was that nigga, but in my instance, God had a sense of humor. He made my pants fall while I was running, and it, me falling literally stopped me from getting shot in the back of the head.
Damn.
But he laughing like, nigga, pull your pants up and wear a belt.
Damn, that's crazy though. So what, you felt that shit go over your head?
I felt it. I could hear it. Like that motherfucker went right past my ears. Damn. I was falling.
Damn.
Like, really changed the trajectory for me. Like, I made a conscious decision. Like, initially, I wanted to go get my lick back and all that goof-ass shit, but couldn't. I made a conscious decision. It was time for me to leave the streets, completely alone. Mm-hmm. I had been a ghost for a long time, and I was just hustling. Mm-hmm. But you got to go on here and hustle the right way, because even when you in the streets, or I don't know if y'all been watching Power, but Tommy said something to Tariq real powerful. Tommy said something to Tariq real powerful, like, you either be in it all the way or you be out it all the way. Because you wind up killing yourself or end up dying trying to do both. And that shit real. Facts. So you got to either dive all the way into the shit or you got to motherfucking step all the way off. And I chose to step all the way off.
Damn. Well, I'm thankful. I mean, obviously, I don't know you as well as everybody else, but you made the best decision you could have made with that.
Nah, for shit, sure. You know? Shit, I'm still here to tell the story. Yeah. So I feel like I definitely made the right decision.
The right decision. Shout out to them sagging pants.
For real. God was laughing at me, and I could laugh about it now. Like, nigga, you got a sense of humor. All right.
Now, I do want to also talk, too, about some of the bouquets that you gave out. I forgot her name, but she does a lot of charity work.
Inglewood Barbie.
Yes, Inglewood Barbie. So you gave her a bouquet that you customized.
Yeah.
So why did you do that?
That's big gangster. I've been giving Inglewood Barbie flowers for years.
Like, I love that.
I've been knowing her for years. Like, even when, like, I met her when she first started popping up on social media as Inglewood Barbie. Mm-hmm. And, like, they was, I think that was, like, 2015, 2016. They were doing the Flint water drive. Mm. And they got a bunch of water and drove a truck down there to Michigan to get a people in Flint some water. Mm. That was the first time I met her. And I've been locked in with her ever since.
Nice.
She a really dope individual. She's a giver. Mm-hmm. Got a great heart. She come off rough around the edges, but she don't mean no harm. Mm-hmm. She part of the reason I'm the hood florist. Mm-hmm. It's like she showed me I could be this version of me and still go wherever in the world I want to go. She be in the skybox with the owner of the Bulls as big gangster. What?
As big gangster.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't gotta be nobody different to make it into these rooms. Absolutely. And she showed me that.
Absolutely. I love that. I think that's super dope and just commendable for you to do that and give her those flowers, because she's doing amazing things. But again, that's just showing the unity that you got. You just seem like, you know, you're trying to spread that love. And like the flowers is just, you know, like a symbol of that love in a sense.
Nah, for real. That's really what it is. It's about, you know what I'm saying, giving people they love and they flowers while they here. I love that. Like 90% of men don't receive flowers until they dead. So,
damn.
And it was either December, no, it was January. In January, I gave my first ever bouquet I ever gave to a man. I gave it to Damon Williams, the comedian.
Wow.
And, like, that, like, created a fucking rolling effect, because it was just like, oh, man. We need to do more of this. Because the deeper I dove into it, like, it started spreading. Like, I looked up one day, I seen NLE Chopper giving Wayne his flowers. Like, it's a cycle down. Mm-hmm. And most men don't even know if they like flowers, because they automatically associate flowers with pussy or death.
Come on, hood.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, hood. Like, we either buying flowers to get next to a woman, or we buying flowers for somebody who died. So how would we know that we like them for ourselves? Wow. We've never received them in a form of appreciation.
Come on with it. You not wrong. Come on with it. You got me sitting here thinking like, I ain't never bought no nigga no flowers. And I don't even know, right, if they like flowers. That's crazy.
They don't even know if they like
flowers.
That's
wild.
They ain't never received them.
And you right. It's only under those two conditions. Because flowers can be appreciation. It don't have to be. Not you schooling right now. So you did move downstairs, you said here because you just getting so many orders and you cranking stuff out. I want to know, like, what does the next 5 years look like for the Hood Force?
Man, we trying to take this shit around the globe. I ain't even gonna hold you. Like, I want to literally go and touch every piece of land there is on God's green earth and do this same formality. Go meet new people and do this same shit all over again.
Now, you ain't gonna do like no workshop, nothing like that. You ain't got no patience to do nothing like that. What if we want to get some more, you know, mini hood florists or some more male florists?
Nah, for sure. Like, okay. if a motherfucker really want to learn, I teach him. A lot of motherfuckers don't want to learn, but they see what I'm doing, and they acknowledge it. So it gives them courage to be like, man, I ain't gotta stay in the streets forever. That's what I did it for.
I love that, definitely. Because there's so many other ways to get out the streets.
I turned the same cell phone I used to trap illegal drugs on into a fucking cell phone, a trap phone for flowers. You can do the same. Whatever you good at, you can do the fucking same.
Absolutely, definitely. I gotta toast you one more time on that. Because you've been in here on some real prophecy shit. And your story is just so inspiring. Like, I just think that's dope. You know, I seen what you was doing. I inboxed you like, damn, I got to have you on here. And just seeing your knowledge for the flowers in itself just lets me know, like, this your passion. This what you want to do.
Nah, for shit, yo. And I don't do nothing but learn more and more and more. Like, I get next to people that's been doing this longer than me so they could teach me some shit.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Because you never could stop learning. Like, did I create my own recipe for flowers? Yes. I have a signature bouquet. That's my recipe. Nobody else does it anywhere else. They could copy it all they want to, but they never really have the flow that I got with it. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you letting me slide out here in your space and just chop it up with you. Yeah, I'm drinking the John Basil.
Yeah.
Okay, the black-owned tequila. I love it. Absolutely. So, of course, you're on Instagram, but just so anybody know, you know where they can place an order or keep up with you.
Man, look. Facebook, Hood Flowers. Instagram, The Hood Florist 79. My phone number is on all of them. If you want to place an order, call my phone. Or hit my DM. My phone will be right here. I'm going to answer it. And if I don't answer it, I'm going to text you like, who is this?
Because that's definitely what you did to my ass. No, but I appreciate you. Thank you again for letting me come in your space. This has been super dope. Y'all already know to hit that subscribe button for Pillow Talk Podcast. #1 podcast in Chicago. Stop playing with me. You already know. This is where it's at. Peace out.